We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. President Trump holds a rally in Minnesota. We've got the story.
Wichita police are helping the homeless to cope with the cold. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Zombie deer spotted in two dozen states, including Kansas. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. You may be firing up the heater in the car for the first time in a while. It'll be a chilly day with gusty northwest winds. What can we expect for the weekend? Our full forecast is coming up.
This current cold snap may be a sign of things to come for the homeless in Wichita.
Members of the homeless outreach team spent much of the day Thursday getting the word out about the winter shelters that will be opening soon. Officer Nate Sweetall tells KSN News.
A lot of the homeless don't know about some of the winter shelters that are getting ready to open up here. So we're spending a lot of our time focusing on our outreach and just getting that word and getting that message out.
He says the traditional shelters are full, but the winter shelters will open November 1st.
We do have a Humankind Ministries, which is opening up a winter shelter for men and females. So that's going to help out a lot.
He adds that as the shelters begin to open, they have a need for blankets and warm clothing. Those donations are always welcome at the area shelters. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
President Trump appeared before thousands of supporters last night, rallying in Minneapolis, Minnesota. In his speech, the president attacked his political rivals in the 2020 race and also a local congresswoman.
Another target, Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. This is her district, and many of the people that were at this rally tonight were her constituents.
How do you have such a person representing you in Minnesota? I'm very angry at you people right now. She is a disgrace to our country, and she is one of the big reasons that I'm going to win and the Republican Party is going to win Minnesota in 13 months.
Now, the president waited until the end of the rally to address his highly controversial decision to pull U.S. troops out of northern Syria, a move that has allowed the Turkish military to attack America's Kurdish allies.
That's Fox's Kristen Fisher reporting from the Target Center in Minneapolis.
Federal officials have arrested two businessmen, Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman, for campaign finance violations. Both men associates of Rudy Giuliani and have been involved with Giuliani's investigation of Hunter Biden in Ukraine. Fox's Catherine Herridge with the latest.
The newly unsealed federal indictment alleges Parnas and Fruman, along with two others, violated campaign finance law by engaging in a scheme to conceal the source or exceed the limit on political contributions. The indictment further alleges that a lawmaker identified as Congressman One got substantial campaign contributions and, in return, pushed for the removal of then-U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch. Former Texas Republican Pete Sessions said he met with the men but did not confirm he was Congressman One in the indictment, emphasizing this passage, quote, the defendants concealed the scheme from the candidates, campaigns, and federal regulators.
Giuliani says the case has been under investigation for 18 months and the timing of the arrest is suspect.
A company in Kansas City, Missouri, specializing in turning around financially distressed hospitals, is seeking to help a central Kansas hospital in bankruptcy. We get more from Kansas Information Network's Bradley Jepson.
Rural Hospital Group is proposing to buy Hillsborough Community Hospital for $6.9 million. It appears to be the only bidder so far. The 15-bed hospital, about 50 miles north of Wichita, was placed in receivership in January and then in bankruptcy in March after its previous owner defaulted on its bills and other financial obligations. A member of a group that took over the hospital in 2017 has been charged in federal court in Kansas City with one count of conspiracy to commit health care fraud. The hospital was placed in receivership after it defaulted on a construction loan.
Zombie deer have been reported in 24 states and 35 counties in Kansas. Shane Hesting of the Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism tells KNSS News zombie deer is actually chronic wasting disease.
It's a disease caused by a misfolded protein. It's not a virus or a bacteria. So our first case in the wild deer was in 2005. So it's not new. We've had it for quite a while, 14 years in the wild we know of.
Hesting says the disease is passed deer to deer and doesn't seem to present any risk to humans or domestic livestock. The disease reduces the deer to stumbling, drooling creatures.
A former Kansas Democrat congresswoman has dropped out of the race for the U.S. Senate seat, being vacated by Republican Pat Roberts. Former U.S. Representative Nancy Boida formed a campaign committee 4 months ago to run for the Democratic nomination next year. Boida represented a northeast Kansas district in the U.S. House in 2007 and 2008, after ousting a Republican incumbent in 2006, only to narrowly lose the seat just 2 years later. She said yesterday that she was leaving the Senate race.
KNSS News Time now, 8:05, 5 minutes past 8 o'clock.
And we are just a few minutes away from our weekly visit with the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch Holthus. Talk with Mitch coming up.
Does the name of a parade really matter? One mayor is finding out the answer to that question. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. We are down to 33 degrees. Emporia State University is receiving more than $2 million in grants to help professionals seeking to bolster employment opportunities for people with hearing problems and autism spectrum disorders. The university says in a news release that it has one of three programs nationwide that concentrates in working with deaf and hard of hearing people.
The White House announces another recipient for the nation's highest award for courage in combat.
President Donald Trump to award the Medal of Honor to Master Sergeant Matthew Williams of Boerne, Texas, who in 2008, while serving as a member of an Army Special Forces unit in support of Operation Enduring Freedom in Afghanistan, exposed himself multiple times to enemy fire, rescuing others and evacuating numerous casualties, and later setting up a base of fire that the enemy wasn't able to overcome. President Trump awards Williams the Medal of Honor October 30th. He's married with a son and still serves the U.S. Army, assigned to Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The controversy over Ellen DeGeneres and George W. Bush's friendship is growing.
Ellen DeGeneres is continuing to get flack over a video posted earlier this week where she defended hanging out with George W. Bush and his wife, Laura, calling the former president a friend. She added,
"When I say be kind to one another, I don't mean only the people that think the same way that you do. I mean be kind to everyone. Doesn't matter."
Actresses Reese Witherspoon and Kristen Bell supporting Ellen's statement and also receiving backlash, but Susan Sarandon and Mark Ruffalo are not. Both point to the former president's Iraq war. Ruffalo, in his tweet, said, "Sorry, until George W. Bush is brought to justice for the crimes of the Iraq war, we can't even begin to talk about kindness." Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Does the name of a parade really matter? One mayor is finding out the answer.
The mayor of Charleston, West Virginia, announcing earlier this week that she was changing the Charleston Christmas Parade to the Charleston Winter Parade. Mayor Amy Goodwin was hoping to show that her city is an inclusive one. Cue the backlash, and it was swift. Several church officials, along with the state's Senate president, came out against the move, citing freedom of religion. And 3 days later, the mayor has now reversed course, and the Charleston Christmas Parade is back on. John Saucier, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:11, 11 minutes past 8 o'clock.
This morning in traffic, we've got traffic volumes fairly high. Watch for a slowdown eastbound Kellogg, and it's at Seneca Sycamore. So watch out for that. We've also got some heavy traffic eastbound on K-96 just from I-135, so from there over to Hillside. Traffic update from 98.7 to 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It is a much colder start to the day across south central Kansas with temperatures running well below average. We expect to be sunny and windy today with a high near 50. It'll be clear tonight with a freeze warning in effect, our low 32, and then sunny and breezy on Saturday, much warmer with a high 66. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, northwest wind at 16 miles per hour and 33 degrees. The season is changing, obviously. Time for a new hat for fall. Hatman Jacks carries fedoras, driving caps, westerns, and much more. New styles arriving daily. Stop in at Hatman Jacks and get yours today at the Clock Tower in Delano. Hatman Jacks. Japanese media say a man arrested on suspicion of stalking a female pop idol had looked at reflections of her pupils in photos she shared on social media and used Google Street View to find out where she lived. Tokyo police declined comment on the specifics of the investigation but confirmed that 26-year-old Hibiki Sato was arrested September 17th on suspicion of indecent behavior in connection with stalking and causing injuries to this 20-year-old woman.
Creepy.
The police report says Sato was her avid fan.
Oh, boy.
Public broadcaster reporting this week that pupil images, this is in your eye now, pupil images were used to identify the train station the woman frequented.
Wow.
And Sato looked at her other images she shared, such as her apartment, to figure out where she lived.
Okay.
Police say he groped her near her place.
Ugh.
He saw it in, yeah, social media image of her pupil. Wow.
Well, that's pretty that's disturbing.
Disturbing and a very ingenious little stalker there, I guess. A Kentucky hotel clerk managed to force a thief out of her workplace by grabbing a gun he set down on the check-in counter while stuffing cash into a bag. Security video obtained by news outlets shows an armed man with a face covered demanding money from an employee at a Country Inn and Suites. In the video, she can be seen handing over the bills as a suspect sets his gun down to collect them. And that's when the clerk grabs the gun, turns it on him. Man tries hopping over the counter to reclaim the weapon, but the employee continues pointing it at him until he flees into a waiting car. And Paducah police are investigating and have asked for the public's help identifying the suspect. So advice for you armed robbers out there, keep track of your gun. 814, Stephen Tett here on KNSS.
And, of course, the Kansas City Chiefs are home on Sunday at Arrowhead Stadium against the Houston Texans. And, as always, on Friday mornings, we bring in the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch Holtus. Good morning, Mitch.
Good morning, Stephen, and good morning, Theodore. The other thing is, in that story, Steve, stay away from the Duke of Paducah.
The Duke of Paducah, yeah.
Yeah, that'll do it, the Duke of Paducah. We might need the Duke of Paducah in this game Saturday against the Houston Texans. By the way, did it freeze last night? Ted, I know you're giving the weather.
Not quite. We're down to 33 right now, though. Close.
Ooh. And freezing's what, 32? Yeah, okay.
Around there, 32.
Well, I thought, Greg Reno of American Ag Credit thought it might freeze last night, so that's why he asked his wife to put another quilt on before she went out to chore.
Good idea.
On him, I mean, and then she had to go out and chore. But
yeah,
you know how it is. American Ag Credit, appreciate Greg and all the folks out there at the Intergalactic Headquarters, Mays Road.
So what was it like this week? I mean, the guys on that football team, like everybody else, they got a lot of pride. I would imagine some of them are going to be really up for this next game, if you know what I mean.
Well, and then who's going to be up? Because injuries are a big part of this story.
Oh, wow. Steve. Yeah.
Big part of this story as of Friday here at 8:19 or whatever. What was disconcerting about the Colts game, and I don't care if it's Wichita West or Capen or, the Word of Life team. If you don't win the line of scrimmage, you don't have a chance. And the Colts just handled and worked the Chiefs on both the offensive and defensive lines. And I know Greg Reno's a big K-Stater. K-State had the exact game the day before against Baylor. Baylor just worked him over on both the offensive and defensive lines. And for the Chiefs, they just couldn't get anything going because you can't carry on a lot of scrimmage.
So, what do the big uglies do after a loss like that?
Whew. Well, you're going to be without your left tackle and probably your left guard again.
Whoa.
So now you're filling in. Yeah. So you're filling in at those spots. And the Chiefs this week kind of made an emergency signing. They signed Steven Wisniewski, who's been a veteran, was out of football since last year, the end of last year. But he knows the calls. He played for the Eagles, and it's basically our system. So he may play some at left guard. Matthias Rankin, who the Chiefs traded for, ironically, with the Houston Texans during Labor Day weekend because the Chiefs had too many running backs. They wanted to get some value for their running back they were going to cut. And so they traded him to Houston for Martinez Rankin. He started one time in his life at left guard. That was for the Texans. His second start may be this week against the Texans.
And of big importance, of course, how about the left ankle of Patrick Mahomes?
That is the biggest story. And so I think he's fine. I mean, I've talked to him every day this week and tried not to say, how's the ankle, how's the ankle? You know, it's the Austin Powers scene where you're not supposed to look at the mole on the guy. You know, don't say anything about the mole. And I'm like, hey, how's it going? How's Brittany? How's your ankle? Ankle, how's your ankle? What do you think of that? Is it going to freeze tonight? Ankle? Ankle? But he's walking around fine. I think he'll be okay. And he's going to need to be because here comes J.J. Watt and Whitney Merciless mm-hmm. and the rest of their group.
These are two of the top offenses in the National Football League. Of course, the Chiefs' offense mm-hmm. sputtered on Sunday, but these are two offenses that sure can put up a lot of points on a given Sunday.
Yeah, and it kind of depends on blocking the offensive line. The Texans have sputtered twice. Deshaun Watson, who was magnificent last week, they look like the Houston Rockets instead of the Houston Texans in getting 53 points on Atlanta. It looked like when I watched the tape, they could have had 80. But he's also had Watson's two clunker games. He's been sacked six times in each of their two losses and very similar games to what the Chiefs had last week against Indianapolis. But their offensive line's back and healthy. They invested a lot in it. They made another Labor Day trade, and they benefited from the Miami fire sale of the Dolphins having a garage sale Labor Day weekend, and it'll get Laremy Tunsil at left tackle. So I think their offensive line is fine. If you keep Watson, you give him just one more count, very dangerous. Last week, he had over 400 yards passing, five touchdowns, and only five incompletions in 33 attempts. That has never happened in the history of the National Football League, and we're celebrating the centennial, of course.
The Houston Texans don't come to Kansas City very often, only their third visit. And nope. In fact, since the last time they were there, you've gone down to Houston four times before they finally come back to KC.
Yeah, what's that all about? It kind of feels like the whole New England thing of our fans are going, why do we always have to go to New England? So it's like, why do we have to go to Houston? Although, great memories and in the cockles of my heart, as the late Bill Grigsby would always say, because of the Chiefs playoff victory there in 2015. Yep. 30-0, where I counted down every second of the last 22 seconds of the game because it signified 22 years without a playoff win. But this Texan team, what's interesting here, guys, is this now is being billed as, again, one of the biggest games in the league for the weekend, mainly because of the Pat Mahomes, Deshaun Watson, mm-hmm. the 2017 draft. The Chiefs trade up, make a dramatic trade to get Mahomes with the 10th pick. Seemed risky at the time. Now they're going, wow, what a brilliant move. But then two picks later, the Texans moved up. They get to 12 to take Deshaun Watson. So when that happens, I mean, these two, Watson and Mahomes, will be forever linked, at least in the history of modern times, because they were in the same draft, same time, and they think this is the new quarterback rivalry.
The Chiefs and the Texans kick off at noon Sunday at Arrowhead Stadium. We'll have live pregame coverage with Mitch Holtis and the broadcast team at 11 a.m. Sunday, and that's right here on your radio home of the Chiefs in Wichita, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Mitch, I must ask you, how does this matchup between the Houston Texans and the Kansas City Chiefs somehow relate to Wichita State Shocker football as part of our Shocker Football Eddie Plopper Kansas City Chiefs update?
Can I apologize to you? I'm apologize to you, right? And just take your palm of your hand and slap it against your forehead. This is so obvious because, Steve, you know it's October the 1st, 1949.
Oh, yeah.
Right? You remember that day, the red letter day, October 1, 1949. Why? The Shockers went to, you're talking about all these trips to Houston, the Shockers who went to Houston long before the Dallas Texans played the Houston Oilers right. in the old AFL, or the Kansas City Chiefs played the Houston Texans. But an interesting day. The University of Houston was trying to get in the Valley. They got in the Valley. It was only their fourth year of football. So after World War II, the University of Houston decided, well, let's start football. Heck yeah. So it's just their fourth year up and running. They needed a league. They're trying to get in the Valley. And the Shockers had to go to Houston to play the Fighting Cougars. Now, on October the 1st, we're talking about weather and putting another quilt on Greg Reno's bed. It was 80 degrees on October the 1st, 1949, in Houston. You would think, though, I mean, yeah, okay, But in front of 12,000 fans, this is kind of a coming out party for the Houston fans because they're like, hey, we got big time football now. But here is the problem. Fumbles were a problem. Houston fumbled the ball 11 times in a single game.
Wow.
There were 17 fumbles total. The Sharks had six. Houston had 11. The Shockers had 8 fumble recoveries.
Wow.
Good gravy.
8 fumble recoveries. How many possessions were in this game?
Lead the league in takeaways.
I would say. And the Sharks lost 26-6.
Oh.
I mean, Eddie Crewell, the late Eddie Crewell, of course, famous for cape and coaching, had the only Shocker touchdown on a 24-yard run on an 80-degree day on October the 1st against Houston where there were 17 fumbles. You can't have 17 fumbles in a game if you don't have a team. So bring it back, boys. Bring it back.
You got 8 takeaways and you lose by 20. Wow.
I don't get it. I've got to go find the tape of this game. I've got to. If anybody, Eddie Plapa, if you have tape of the October 1, 1949 Sharker versus Houston game, we'll go get the theater. What's the theater over downtown? That's the famous one.
The Orpheum?
Orpheum, maybe.
Yeah, okay.
We'll rent the Orpheum and watch that game because inquiring minds want to know.
Yeah, we'll get the kinescopes out. Mitch, have a great call on Sunday. Thank you, Mitch.
8:23 now. Give it a ear for the Hannity Morning Minute. Defending Trump's search for information. That's coming up. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.